USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new coronavirus case in Oregon has people worried because it's a case of unknown origin. The same for a new case in Washington State. It's a student, according to Dr. Larry Spitters.
There was no travel history associated with this case. Our team is still in the midst of the contact investigation, so we do not yet know the possible source of infection.
A second case in Washington is a woman who traveled to South Korea. And there's a second case in California, also of unknown origin. At a South Carolina campaign stop, Joe Biden took aim at the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus.
Trump thought that his upbeat tweets could somehow stop the coronavirus. Well, I have news for Donald Trump. Like the rest of us, this virus is not impressed by his tweets.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Foreign leaders have arrived in Qatar to prepare for a peace agreement that will end nearly two decades of U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan. Foreign ministers of seven nations and representatives from 50 others are expected to attend the signing ceremony in Doha. The ratification of the deal is dependent on a successful conclusion of a partial truce this week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is there to observe the signing ceremony. Under terms of the deal, the U.S. military will begin a phased withdrawal and the Taliban will start negotiating with the Afghan government. President Trump on the campaign trail. He took a swing to South Carolina for a rally right before the vote in the Democratic primary.
While we're building a great future, the radical left Democrats in Washington are trying to burn it all down.
The race for the White House is heating up. Next week is Super Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A U.S. federal court has ruled that the Trump administration must stop its policy of requiring Central American asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while waiting for U.S. approval. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court in California is blocking a Trump administration policy forcing migrants to spend months in Mexico while awaiting asylum hearings in the United States. A three-panel judge in San Francisco says the administration policy violates U.S. immigration laws. The case is expected to eventually head to the Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In the past year, some 60,000 migrants have been sent back to Mexico. The decision is expected to be challenged by the U.S. Supreme Court. Country singer Garth Brooks has run into some confusion over his Sanders jersey. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Country music star Garth Brooks found himself on the receiving end of some tough comments from Trump-supporting country music fans after they misunderstood a jersey he wore on stage in honor of Detroit Lions football great Barry Sanders. Brooks hit the stage in Detroit wearing the jersey of Barry Sanders along with the number 20. The jersey was meant as a tribute to the football player who had a legendary career in Detroit. But many fans online thought that he was supporting Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who's running for president. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.